This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Passengers can ride transit buses and trains in the Denver region for free starting today. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD is going fare-free until the end of August. It's part of a statewide effort to tempt drivers out of their pollution-spewing vehicles during ozone season. Other cities like Colorado Springs and Pueblo dropped fares a month ago. This is the second year of the summer Zero Fare for Better Air campaign. There were big bumps in ridership last year, but we don't know exactly how much free rides help reduce pollution. But air quality experts say any drop in vehicle trips helps. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The attorney who argued at the Supreme Court on behalf of a Colorado designer is dismissing concerns that the case could lead to future discrimination against gay couples. Kristen Wagoner is the president of the group Alliance Defending Freedom.
Americans should read the decision, and what they'll find that decision says is that non-discrimination principles and public accommodation laws have peacefully coexisted with the First Amendment for years and will continue to do so.
The Supreme Court ruled Friday that the web designer, a Christian, could not be forced to provide services for gay couples. Colorado has a new rule for legal psilocybin. A state law taking effect today prevents unlicensed guides from openly advertising their services. The law also gives the state longer to come up with rules for future regulated businesses. Voters chose to legalize mushrooms and several other psychedelic substances last fall. This is CPR News and KRCC.